Is that why you're looking over his coroner's report again? Yes. If the cleaner is involved, it might not be a suicide. Maybe in Vivian Elstead did not crash her car by accident, and Carl Dalarup, who even knows what happened to him? There are no new developments in that case. But still, Roland. Mark leaned back in his chair with a pensive look and shot him a puzzled glaze. Why would somebody kill Habercost? That's the question. Mark suddenly smiled. Does that mean you managed to convince the commissioner that the plastic wrapper you managed to sneak in with proper evidence was connected to the suicide, and thus to the case of George Marsh and Leif Scoffby? Roland nodded eagerly. But that case is closed, Roland. How?
The police interrogated both George and Leif again last night. Catching Gregor Petrov is a very high priority with both the Danish police and Interpol.
Even so, Roland, it's not an IPGU case anymore.
I know, but... Mark suddenly stood up and looked at his watch again.
This is a very interesting development, Roland. But I have to get going. I'll see you later.
All right. Good luck facing the press.
Roland went back to studying the coroner's report about the dead prison guard and the pictures of his battered corpse. One might wonder if it was really Julius Habercost, given how mutilated the face was. But Mark was right. Why kill him? Could someone have paid the cleaner to commit the murder? And if so, who was it? Patrick Asp? He did have a motive, since Julius Habercost was about to be discovered as a source of narcotics and phones into the prison. He would be able to reveal the connection to him. But even so, wasn't that a bit far-fetched? He didn't look away from the pictures when his phone rang. It was Anne Larson. She sounded agitated.
I've just been informed that the dead woman they found in the alley here in Aarhus this morning has been identified as Eva Meyer Carlson, Patrick Asp's wife, she said, almost panting.
Yes, Anne, I'm aware of that.
She was not a drug addict, Roland. I'm certain she was murdered by Uwe Finch. Did you find out who he really is?
Roland stopped looking at the pictures. He hadn't told Anne Larson the result of the fingerprint examination, and he wondered if he should. The commissioner had made it very clear that it was not to be made public that they were searching for Gregor Petrov, but on the other hand, Anne was the one who provided the clue. He checked his watch.